I'm not going to ask you to sum that up, Andy Teague, because it was a crazy game of football, but just how much does it mean to everybody to be in the first round and the prospect of hosting Fleetwood?
It means everything to the lads, and I think the performance showed tonight, the way we grinded the result through, and you know, we've got an home tie now against a League One team who have, you know, I think Chorley probably aspiring to be, coming through the leagues and working their way up, and I think that's where Chorley wants to be in a few years. So we're back to league football on Saturday, but then we'll look forward to the challenge.
It was an incredible night. It's ended up 4-3, of course, and you've ended up with 10 men, and Nick Horton scored a hat-trick. Just in general, though, how much character was shown tonight? How much did you drag yourselves through that?
Yeah, we've always said, you know, the manager's instilled a belief that even if we're losing or things are not going right, we never said die, you know what I mean? We believe that we can win any game, and that's just proved tonight. You know, the magic of Nick's, you know, pulled us through in the end, but, you know, it's every credit to the lads out there, you know, working as hard as they can for each other, and that belief in the teamwork.
When you've got a player like Nick Horton who's a real difference maker, if you put that solid foundation in, does he always have that bit of magic?
Yeah, of course. I think the first half he was just dropping a bit deep, and you know, I think at half time we said to him we want him playing further up, we don't want him dropping in, you know, getting the ball off us a lot. And I think the second half it proved that by, you know, he was getting the ball in dangerous areas, and you know, and they showed his magic. So, you know, but you got Jake and Josh behind him who's doing all that doggy work, and it releases Nick to do his little bit of magic, and it proved that tonight.
Hand on heart, did you ever think you were beaten tonight? Twice behind, down to 10 men at 3-3?
No, we never believe we're beaten. You know, we're probably trying to waste, you know, slow the game down and try and take it to penalties. But like I said, Nick come up with that magic goal, and then we had something to believe in and hang on to, and we kept on to it in the end.
You've had a lot to celebrate in your time at this club. Where does that one rank?
Like I said, I had so many memories at this club being here nearly 8 years, but that's probably up there with, you know, it means a lot to the fans and the club to get to the first round proper. So, like I say, it's right up there.
You've had playoffs, you've had promotions, you've had massive games, of course. Will a first round proper match, first one since 1990, just have something that bit more special about it?
Yeah, definitely. We've never got to the first round proper, like I said, for ages, and since I've been here, we've never had a really good run. So this is something new to me as well, and to the club and all the lads here. So, you know, it's something to look forward to now.
Is this the sort of thing that can transform a non-league club? £12,500 prize money alone for winning tonight. If you get the call from television, it could be £70,000. How much difference can that make?
Yeah, some of it's probably going into the lads' pockets, because, you know, we've been asking for a bonus for it. But like I say, it makes a massive difference to the club, you know, the revenue they get from the FA Cup. If it gets shown highlights on telly, you know, it gets televised, it's you know, the extra cash for the club, and they can build forward, you know, to new things.
If it's performance-related pay, you deserve that bonus. That's one of the best games I've ever seen.
Cheers, Dan. You know, hard work pays off, and like I say, we're proud to be into the next round.